find it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Compassion Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and today we have a special show because we are starting with our simulcast. So we are on Facebook Live as well as on Psychic Talk, and so please feel free to join us today. You can go to psychictalk.net/live, and there'll be a link there for you to join us in the Facebook group too, so that you can chat with me as well. So I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, and it is just beautiful here in Grafton, Wisconsin. Okay, just a second here. Okay, all right, so. Okay, so this week on, when it comes to the energy of the week, we are going to get started on that. But if you would like to call in and either talk to me about the energy of the week, or if you would like to talk about how you are doing, how you felt about the energy last week, as well as if you'd like some guidance or any readings, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on the keypad. Also, be sure to go to psychictalk.net/live if you are on a computer, and you can join in on the chat with us today as I'm on live on Facebook, and while things are dropping around me. but let's go ahead and start talking about the energy this week. So we have Archangel Uriel, as well as Archangel Raphael. He just came in not too long ago to talk about this week's energy. And this week's energy is going to be a little bit of a continuation of the energy that we had when it came to last week. So this week, Archangel Uriel is going to have us really tune in with ourselves so that we can prepare for October. So October starts tomorrow. And you know, I don't know about you, but for myself, September went by really fast. And so, you know, tomorrow we're in October, so I'll be talking about the energy of the month as well. So, when it comes to this energy this week, it's about tuning in and understanding a little bit more about who we are. You know, I had mentioned that we're in this movement energy, in this energy of change. And yes, we are, and it's going to continue in October. But this week, we're going to be called to tune in a little bit and be a little bit patient with ourselves, because it's going to be about learning a little bit more about ourselves and getting the clarity on what it is that we're meant to do when it comes to who we truly are and what it is that we need to do for our next steps. So Archangel Uriel, you know, there may be fears and doubts that are coming in when it comes to these next steps that we are being asked to step into. And, you know, I have always mentioned as well that when it comes to the energy of the coming week, I go through it through the weekend and right before, so like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is when I will, start feeling that energy and go through that energy myself. And of course, I had things come up, opportunities come up, as well as this opportunity when it comes to psychic talk and being on camera. And so this is, this, you know, being on live during my show is something new, and it really did bring up some fears and doubts for myself as well. And so that's something that I had to work through to really understand this, that this was meant for me to do. This was meant for me to step out of my comfort zone and do so that I can expand, that I can be in this growth. And so this week, we're all going to be tuning in and being asked to step out of our comfort zones, to be asked to really take those next steps, because you had asked the universe that, you know, you set those intentions that this is what you really want. And so, and I encourage all of you to really tune in, to do some journaling, to do some meditating, to see what it is that you need to do in order to really step out of your comfort zone this week. But it's really about tuning in and getting that clarity and healing from those fears and doubts and letting them go and letting go of that control so that you can let the universe and the angels and the divine to really be able to work in your favor, to, you know, work in your highest good. So that is what this week is mainly about. And so Archangel Raphael, he's always there to help you when it comes to healing, when it comes to helping you to let go of those things that no longer serve you, that it's not who you truly are, because who we are someone, are people who can really do those things that we're meant to do. And so yeah, I want to encourage you to do that and, you know, tune in and get that clarity, how it is that you're meant to step out, how it is that you're meant to really do those things that you're meant to do. And so when it comes to the energy of the month, we're also in, you know, in this moment, like I had mentioned, but also about when it comes to movement, it's about taking those steps. So we're going to be taking each, you know, it's going to be a little bit step by step. It's not going to be huge jumps that you're going to be asked to do, but it's going to be little steps that they show you. And then, you know, as we keep taking those steps, we're going to be transforming. We're going to be growing and expanding. And so October is going to be a huge expansion month for all of us when it comes to the lessons that we need to learn, when it comes to the healing that we need to do, and letting go of those things that no longer serve you. But also, it's going to be about being a little bit patient with ourselves as well. And so as we go into, you know, this month of October, going into, you know, really going into what it is that we're meant to do, it's going to be important for us to listen to the divine, you know, and also go with the flow when it comes to this energy. So this week, it's mainly about going within, getting that clarity, and then being able to take that first step and to be able to understand that divine is always there supporting us and guiding us so that we can do those things that we're meant to do. So, all right. So today we are, and before we go on to the topic today, we are wrapping up our series on Power of Your Love, just in time for the month to end. And before we do, I do want to take a few calls that we have. And if you'd like to chat and let me know how you're doing, as well as if you need any guidance, please be sure to call 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So we have, let's see, area code 504. What is your name?
Hey.
And where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, my name. It wasn't dinging, so I wasn't sure I was connected. Thank you. Deborah from Louisiana.
Did you say Deborah?
Yeah.
Hello. So how are you this week?
I'm feeling weird this week. So it was interesting you said that. I have like really like a good week where like I feel like nothing can touch me, and you know what I mean, like I stay in the high vibration. And then last
mm-hmm.
week all these doubts started coming back in and making me
mm-hmm.
Feel really kind of negative on myself, and it was hard. It's hard to shake. So I feel shaky,
mm-hmm.
and I'm working
mm-hmm.
in not a great work environment, but
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. So do you have new things that you're being asked to do coming in for you?
Yes, but I'm not sure what they all are. So I know I
mm-hmm.
need to do something, but I don't know what.
Okay. So I have okay. And that's okay. That's actually part of this energy this week. And so
okay.
Archangel Raphael is stepping forward for you, and he's going to help you to understand where these fears stem from, because
okay.
it needs to be brought out, and you need to understand that you have this power, and you understand it because you felt it. Like last week, you said you felt it. You felt that you could do whatever it is that you wanted to. So he's going to remind you of that, and he's going to help you to change that story of where this stems from, where that this fear stems from, and then to help you to let that go so that you can, you know, be in that energy of power and being in that higher vibration that you felt before. And so, you know, tune in with him, and he's going to show you, and he's going to remind you of those times. Also, Archangel Uriel, and, you know, they're around for this week's energy, but he's going to also help you with this energy as well, to help you to let go of this fear and this this confidence issue that is coming back up. And so,
okay.
you know, it does have to do with your past. Childhood that I see. And so they're both going to help you through that so that you can really stand in your power and really step into what it is that is making you feel uncomfortable that's new for you, so that you can really mm-hmm. step into it and really, you know, take charge and feel into that power.
Okay.
All right.
I kind of have, like, my work is very, I have a very, like, kind of toxic manager. And
mm-hmm.
I left Saturday night. I was off 2 days, and I just want to, like, not go back. Do you know what I mean? I just
mm-hmm.
want to run. So I know
mm-hmm.
I do have that fight or flight
mm-hmm.
kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I just don't
now,
like that
couple
feeling.
So now, a couple months back in August, we were in a creation energy. Do you remember if you really felt like you had to go somewhere else, that you had to do something else?
Yes.
Okay. So now you have to go. Okay. So you have to go in back to that feeling, because we were in that creation energy. And if you truly feel and it feels good to you for you to leave, that's what it is that you need to do.
Okay.
So now this fear is coming up because you're getting ready to leave. You're seeing the sign everywhere that you do need to leave, that you need to find something that is more in alignment with you. So now mm-hmm. this fear is coming up because, you know, you're afraid to step out of your comfort zone and go
mm-hmm.
back out to search for another job. So,
mm-hmm.
so Archangel Raphael is showing you, going to show you that it's okay to feel afraid, but to know that you have it within you to be able to do whatever it is that you truly want. So, you know, when you go back, I don't know if you're planning to create a job or just find a new job that's more in alignment. When it comes to looking for another job, to really look at all the requirements, you know, if you're looking at an application, and really feel into that energy, because I feel that you can feel it. I mean, you told me that.
Yeah.
Too. So,
yeah.
So really feeling into those jobs that you're planning to apply for, and then you're going to be able to see, you know, what is right for you, and really trust that feeling that you have.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to go too before, I don't want them to fire me. I'd like to go on my own accord.
Okay, then, yep, then you want to really go ahead and step out into, you know, step out of your comfort zone and just do it. And that's why you have these fears coming up too. But, you know, work with the angels, work with the divine, and they'll show you and they'll give you that comfort, because this is what you're meant to do. If you were, you know, whenever it comes to being in alignment with who we truly are, we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be in joy.
Yeah.
And so if we're feeling these energies that are not in alignment with who we are and it just doesn't feel good, that means that things need to change. And we are in that season of change right now. So.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I hope
Thank
that
you
helped.
So much. It did.
You're very
it did.
Welcome.
It calmed me down. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
All right. Okay, let's get to our next caller. So let's see here. Caller, area code 818. What is your name and where are you calling from? Good morning.
Me,
how
Arizona.
Are you?
Very well. I'm very well. I'm Chopper. I'm excellent. I definitely appreciate you taking my call. My question is, if you can't love the people you see, how can you love the people you can't see? And that's my question. I know that I believe in the Father and the Holy Spirit, but I also believe in the reality of how can I put it, the universe. So if you're driving without a license and you're constantly saying, I hope I don't get stopped, hope I don't get stopped, you're putting the energy out in the universe and you eventually get stopped. And I do believe in the secret. Whatever we attract and put in our personal space, that's what it is. But my question is, I know that God is real. I believe God is real. But at the same instance, I don't know, as a pastor, been doing it for 12 years, how to transcend time, space, and energy to make people not necessarily see what I see, but understand the power they have in their words. So my question is, how can you love something you can't see, but the things you can see, you can't love those things? That's my question.
Well, that's a big one. And, you know, as a pastor, you know, I just want to say that what you do is so important and it's so appreciated. So, you know, first I want to thank you for the service that you provide for everyone. And, you know, when it comes to those things that we can't see, it's just, you know, like believing in God and, you know, because and believing in something greater, it's for me personally, it's how I feel. And I know that may sound
cliche,
hard to understand, but, you know, I feel into these energies of everyone. And then when I tune in with the angels, you know, I channel with them. And, you know, when I tune in with them, you know, I feel this wonderful energy that it is hard to explain. It just feels so good that, you know, you don't want to come out of it. And so a lot of times, you know, when people are meditating, they don't really want to come out of it. They just want to stay there within their space. But, you know, it has a lot to do with this energy that we feel and knowing that, you know, so, you know, and I talk to my boys about this too, and they're first and second grade. And, you know, they asked me about how is everything created? You know, how is everything made? And, you know, I have to let them know that, you know, things like trees and grass and, you know, they weren't made by people. It wasn't made by us. And so you have to believe that there is something greater and something higher and more powerful than all of us. And that is something that you can't see. And so, yeah, I'm not sure quite how to answer your question. But
well,
I
wasn't
know...
expecting a direct answer. What I was looking for and what you did, you gave me the perspective of life. And one thing about being wisdom, it only works when you're a pile of knowledge. That's like, where does the wind come from? We don't know. But Job never answered that question when God asked him in the book of Job. So there's so many things that we go through as people and we don't understand the full will of God. That's why I love the top of this show. Love is what it is, and love is unconditional, but sometimes love hurts. You know, and then it's crazy when you really love someone, like with your kids, when you tell them no, you might say it in a volume of from a scale of 1 to 10 and of 3, they hear it at a 11. It's like, oh God, mama told me no. You know, so it's just us as people, we look for different perspectives, but we don't know what we don't know until we ask. And that's why I love that parable and the scripture, whatever you want to say, seek it, you'll find. If you're looking for it, you will find it. If you go out and say, hey, I want to hurt somebody today, you'll find trouble. If you go out and say, hey, I want to bless somebody today, somebody's going to say, hey, I need a blessing. So it's not about what we do. It's about the man upstairs is willing to work for us. And we got free will to embark him into working for us. So I just love what you're doing,
yeah,
because a lot of times people like yourself can keep the gift. My grandmother was clairvoyant, and she was in Mississippi. So when she would tell the older people they was going to die, they thought it was a game, but they really died. And my DNA is written, but I don't have the same level of prophecy she has. My wife can speak in tongues, but I can't. So everybody has a different measure of faith. So as people listen to this show, and it's going to be trillions and trillions of listeners, y'all call the call-in number, 714-816-4628. You got to call and get recorded in the Book of Life. If you never recorded in the Book of Life, it don't count. So I really love what you're doing, and I got to give you your flowers while you're a lot of times you do these shows and people don't honor what you're doing, and you might do like 90 shows and nobody's called in, and out of nowhere it's like, okay, oh, wow. One caller, he actually sees. But I've been doing radio for 41 years. I was 3 months carried into a radio station. I've been in business on my own 21 years. So
wow.
I'm like this. I just really know real radio. And the thing about you, the new gimmick is genuine. You know, everybody is on this Google thing. Let's Google it and see if it's real. But they won't touch the people that's in front of them.
Yeah, I totally understand. Yes. And, you know, just like you said, when it comes to love, you know, and the divine, yeah, if we put out that energy at, you know, if we want to harm someone, it's going to happen. You know, it's that energy that we bring out. But also, you know, we have to remember that the divine is always working for us and for our highest good.
Amen. Well, biggest
thing
Hold on. Let me leave you with this. This is really important because you are a very high energy spirit, and I believe in blessing shows. I've been on over 4,500 radio shows. I'm running for president in 2024. But even I get tired in my spirit and I have to read this daily affirmation. And I want to leave this for your listeners and for yourself, because I can tell you're a really powerful individual. But every time you hear I or my or we, put yourself in the situation. But these are the power words I read before I start my day. And it reads, this is the day, my day. I will control over what I can and release of that what I can't. I will be confident in my words and in myself. Resilience will trump rejection. Favor will overcome frustration. For every yes, for every yes, for every yes, I've secured a victory. For every no, I plant a seed. Every contact is a new opportunity, a new challenge, a moment of truth. I am important. I make a difference. I am blessed from above, inspired by those around me. I am powerful. I am loved. Each time of the moment, I am thankful, for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger. Today is my day. This is my calling. I'm the voice of and for many, the sick, the unborn, the hungry. I'm an ambassador for humanity, created by the Almighty. Faithful for all, I shall prevail. I leave that on your spirit, because you're very important to the whole goal makeup of the universe. And if people don't understand that now, they'll get it later. And that's it. I'm Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, amen. Thank you for having me.
Have a wonderful week.
Amen.
All right. So let's go to our next caller. Caller, area code 956. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you. My name's
Hello.
I'm calling from San Antonio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
And so how can I help you today?
I just had to see if you can give me a feedback in regards to employment.
Okay, so I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And what he's showing me is that it's really important for you to understand that you can do whatever it is that you truly want to do. And so what he's showing me is do you have a lot of different opportunities coming in for you?
I've been applying here and there, but I haven't gotten a call back on any of the applications that I put in. But I did apply for a position.
Okay.
Like a transfer. It's with my same company.
Okay.
And
so
I have an interview coming up, so.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is a lot of different opportunities coming forward for you. So it's going to come to you. There's going to be several, but it's really going to be important for you to feel into what it is that aligns with you. So it has to feel good for you. If you have any doubts about any of the positions, to not go for it, but to really, you have to make sure it really feels good to you. Sorry, I'm hearing a lot of feedback on your end, so
probably
that's why no problem.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of opportunities that come to you, but it's going to be important for you to not have any questions about these employments. So you have to really feel into the energy and understand that the ones that are for you are the ones that really feel good to you.
Mm-hmm.
So really feel into that energy. If you're feeling indecisive, that means that it's not for you. So really, really feel into the energy of the ones that are coming forward for you, for interviews, for, if there's someone calling you and say, we'd like to set up an interview, even during that time, if, at that moment, if you receive a call and you feel this gut feeling that doesn't feel good, then say no. Okay?
I just think if I want a change of career, period, that's really, you know, I want a 8-to-5 weekend off job. That's what I really would like. And the where I'm at right now, it's not an 8-to-5. And I just, it's more like a 7 days of a week, and it's a lot of work. And I just feel like if I'm ready for change. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. And remember that you can do whatever it is that you truly want to do. So if that is what feels good to you, that's what you want to go for. That's what you want to really.
Yeah, but it's so hard. I've been really trying to, you know, I'm surprised that I've never had such a difficult time finding a job. Like, I've been applying for the past 3-4 months for a position, and I haven't gotten anything, any callback, when I'm normally do get a callback.
The thing is, you have to really look at those jobs that really, really stand out to you, that really feel good to you, not just to settle. So it's really going to be
important. I apply for positions that I know that I see me in. I don't apply just for any position. I'm the type that, I mean, I look at what I've done before, and, you know, I mean, I have to like the position. But, I mean, I guess there's a lot of competition.
Yes, and, you know, but the thing is, you have to understand, and this is what Archangel Raphael is stepping forward, because you have to understand truly within yourself that you are meant for that job and that you can do that job. You know, all these fears and doubts that come in, it's really important for you to clear those and heal from those so that you can have that flow of abundance. Because what you're doing right now with this fear and doubt is blocking yourself from that flow that's supposed to come in. So, you know,
if I wanted a higher position, but it's like, I feel like if I'm not capable of doing it, and it scares me, but I'm like, I know I could do it. I mean, I know I can. Mm-hmm. It's just my fear.
Yeah. So we have to, you have to clear that fear. So work with Archangel Raphael and do some journaling, because what I see is he's going to show you from past times what it is that you need to clear, where it's coming from, and being able to change that story so that you can understand that you have that power to do it, that you can do it with everything that you have. You have to really feel it and be in that energy to really be able to get that energy of yourself flowing out so that others can feel it.
I just feel more confident. Yeah, I've been told that before, that I don't feel confident about it, that I know how to do it. I just question myself a lot. And I always feel like, well, there's nothing wrong with questioning yourself, because, you know,
Also, when you work with the angels and heal from it, that questioning, that limiting belief that's in your ego, it goes away and switches to a positive mindset. That's how we can really be in that energy, because we have to heal it. We can't just say we want to let it go, but it's still there. So it's about healing it and changing that story so that, because you are meant for all this abundance. You know, we all are. And so, you know, once you do this, just watch everything happen. Just watch that magic happen, because it's going to.
Yeah, I believe you. I just don't know. I do. I feel that I know that I can do it. And lately I have, actually, I've been like thinking, like, I know I got this. Like, I know how to do this. You know, why am I questioning myself? Like, why am I doing this? You know, but I feel, I'm starting to feel a little bit more comfortable, I should say.
Good. Yeah, and that is because you are starting to do this work. But, you know, as we get new opportunities, as we fall out of alignment with things and are asked to step out of our comfort zone for other things, we have to continue to do this healing.
Yeah, the position where I'm at right now is new to me, and I'm a supervisor, and I've been doing what I do, and it's in the medical field for 7 years, except it's a different company. It's like I know how to do the job. It's a different company, you know, the policies are a little bit different, expectations are a little bit different. That's why how I question myself.
Yeah, and so, you know, keep work with Archangel Raphael, and he'll show you, and he'll help you to really feel into who you truly are when it comes to being able to do whatever it is that you truly want to do.
Thank you very much.
So I really
appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Likewise. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, so if you would like some guidance, or if you'd like a reading, or like to talk about the energy that you've been feeling, please be sure to call 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that I know that you want to be on air with me. All right, so we are wrapping up the series of Power of Your Love. And, you know, it's the last day of September, and this month was about really loving ourselves and loving who we truly are when it comes to being a healer and when it comes to being a teacher. And today we're talking about who we truly are. So, you know, I had mentioned over and over again that we are divine love and light. And so, you know, when it comes to, you know, our lives, you know, and even going back to what it is that we wanted to do when we were little, we wanted to help others. We wanted to be there for others, help others in different ways that really made us feel good. And so it's really going back to those things, back to our true selves and that love that we are. So, you know, I talked about love as a healer, you know, when it comes to when we speak with others, when we are there for others, and, you know, when we do those things, we're helping heal others. But, you know, love is us. That love, the power of your love, that's just us. You know, love is a healer. That's us as a healer. Or love is a teacher. That's us as a teacher. And so, you know, we experience all these different things in our past that comes up, and that, you know, there are challenges and struggles and trials that come up. But those are all lessons for us to learn so that we can become those healers and that we can become those teachers that we are meant to be. So, you know, I want us to, you know, keep remembering that. And I just realized that we are at the bottom of the hour. So before I keep going on the review that I'm planning to do today, I am going to go ahead and take care of our upcoming show. So for those who have access to the internet, you can go to psychicshock.net/upcoming to see all of the shows that we have lined up. And tomorrow we have the Power 3 show back with psychic medium Rose Fullhorse and paranormal investigator and tarot reader Dave Nunnally. And they will be talking about cryptids and other things, the Yeti and Jersey Devil, and all kinds of different things. So be sure to tune in with them for their show to learn more about that. And then on Friday will be open lines with the doctors. So Dr. Rose, Dr. Sharona, and Dr. Dax will be back to take your calls. And then on Saturday, Mary Brown will be back with Mystical Musings, and she'll be talking about spirit guides. So be sure to tune in with them. And so, like I mentioned, if you'd like to see the lineup of our shows, you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. All right. So let's see here. Okay. So let's go ahead and take this other caller because I just feel that we need to. Okay. So let's see. Caller, area code 320. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I made it on. I'm surprised. My name is Connie.
Mm-hmm. And Connie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
Awesome. So how are you today?
I'm doing okay. I have one situation I'm kind of confused on that I'm hoping you can give me some guidance on.
Okay.
I was dating a guy that was in Minnesota for a job, and he went back to Texas now because the job travels down there. And since he's been down there now almost 2 weeks, I have heard nothing from him. And while he was up here, we were dating and every day and, you know, talking to each other and seeing each other. And then he just goes down there and then it's done. I haven't heard nothing from him. Do you know what's going on?
Well, I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you and also Archangel Raphael. And what they're showing me is that, you know, when it comes to distance, it always seems like there's more going on than we're thinking too much when it comes to what we think is going on. And so, you know, he's there for a reason and he's there to, and he's trying to get settled and do a lot of different things. So you hear the term, you know, how your love grows fonder when you're not together. And so,
yes.
You know, that's kind of what they're showing me right now, that it's tend to be a little bit patient with him because he's trying to get settled. He's trying to get everything situated. And then once you do connect again, there's going to be, you'll be able to talk about a lot of different things. And so, you know, not to worry about all the different things that are coming up that are mind chatter. For you, but to realize that, you know, it's just because he's getting situated and he's getting himself prepared so that, you know, everything is right when it comes to work, when it comes to everything that he has to do. And then, you know, he'll be able to, you know, call you again and talk to him and you'll be able to catch up and all those different things. And so what Archangel Raphael is stepping forward is because he's showing me that there was a lot of things that happened in your past that's affecting this mind chatter that's coming in for you and how you're feeling and how and what you're questioning. And so he wants you to do this work on healing. He wants you to help you to understand where it stems from so that you can heal from it and let that go so that you can be in this knowing that who you truly are is this divine love and light that that just radiates love, and also to understand with clarity what it is that you're meant to do, but also when it comes to your relationships, to clear that out, all the past stuff, so that you can heal from it and you can really move on in alignment, in truly feeling good and being in this energy, this vibration that's higher, and just knowing that everything is going to be okay because who you truly are is just this amazing person. And so, you know, that is what Archangel Raphael is also showing me. And then, you know, when it comes to fears and doubts, you know, call on Archangel Shamuel, because he'll help you when it comes to feeling into this love that you're meant to feel, and this mm-hmm. comfort that you're meant to feel as well.
Okay.
So I hope that makes
all
sense.
Right. Yes, it does. It fits in with a lot of what I'm going through. Right now I'm dealing with big trauma that has happened in my life and PTSD, and, you know, I'm in counseling and I'm dealing with all of that. So that fits. And I know he had some things to do when he got back to Texas, so that fits too. I just, you know, I miss him, and I just didn't want it to be over, you know.
Yeah, and I totally understand. But, yeah, just know that it's not, you know, about you. It's on him. He needs to work on his things right now, and then
okay.
you'll be able to connect again and be able to go through it.
Okay.
But, you know, as you are waiting during this process to do that work on yourself, do that inner work so that,
okay.
you know, you can really go back to, you know, feeling who you're meant to be and doing those things that you're meant to do.
Okay. All right. Yes, that makes me feel better.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Oh, bye-bye. All right. Okay, so let's go back to our review and our wrap-up. So, you know, we talked about love as being a healer, love being a teacher, but also love is who you are. And so, you know, like I had mentioned before the short break, we are divine love and light. We are here to love others, and we are here to be loved as well. And so it's no understanding that who we are is amazing. You know, we are magnificent beings. We are perfect souls that are here to spread that love and here to show others that love through our gifts, through our abilities, those things that we are meant to do. And so, you know, I just want to reiterate that. I want to be able to show everyone and tell everyone that we, you know, those gifts that you have, they're there for a reason. And we have these gifts and abilities because we are meant to use them to love others. You know, so if you are meant to create a business, you know, if you were told in August that what you're going to create is a business, or what you want to create is a new position, let's say, for a job, it's to help others. It you know, our businesses help other people, you know, with our services, with our products that we have, that we are using our gifts for that. And so it's really going to be important for us to understand that as we move into October, as we move in more into this energy of movement, in stepping out of our comfort zones and to do those things that we're meant to do, because in reality, not only are we moving into October, we're actually moving into year 2020. So, you know, I've talked to a lot of different people about this, but when it comes to September and businesses and even schools start in September for a reason, because everyone is looking forward to the new year, and it is a new year for the school. It's new year for even when I think of cultural holidays, it's a new year in September and October and November. You know, those are all months that are already going into the new year. So we are already in 2020. We can't even see ourselves in it right now. And to And so right now it's kind of like a preparation for us for 2020. So it's like a test. Well, not really a test, but it's like a pre-launch, if you want to say that, or a soft launch for 2020. And that is, you know, in 2020, it's going to be an awesome year when it comes to doing those things that we're meant to do and really stepping into it. And it's going to be about flow and really standing in our power. And so, you know, right now the divine is showing us and preparing us for that. It's preparing us to step out of, to be in, not only just step out of it, because that's what they're preparing us for right now, but to actually be in what it is that we're meant to do. And so it's important for us to do this digging, to do this inner work, to understand who we are, who we truly are, going back to basics. And next month, in October, starting next week, I will actually be doing a new series, and it's going to be about growth, about transformation and expansion, helping you when it comes to your gifts, helping you when it comes to understanding those lessons that you're needing to understand from those things that you've been through, so that you can really step into who you are, step into what it is that you're meant to do when it comes to your gifts, when it comes to, you know, if you are meant to be a healer, to help you to understand how to start that, how to jump into that. So next week, I'm going to start with, you know, understanding who you are when it comes to our energies, understanding our energy, how to clear it, how to understand how to feel into other people's energy. Well, not really feeling into other people, but feeling into like the energy of the week that I do, to help you to feel into those things, help you to clear those energies that you don't need, that's not yours. And that's going to be a great start for many of us who are being called to be healers, who are being called to be even teachers and counselors and all these other jobs that really help people. Because, you know, whenever we help people, we have to really understand where they're coming from and understand their situation and really feel into that as well. And that's really, that is important. So we're going to be delving into a little bit about that next week, understanding who you are and what it is that you're meant to do. And so, you know, this week I encourage everyone to really tune in, to really understand with clarity what it is that you're meant to do, that next step that you're meant to do. Because, you know, August and September, or earlier this month too, we were shown what it is that our next steps are. But for a lot of us, there's going to be these fears and doubts. So the angels are going to be there to help you to clear them, help you to heal them and let them go, so that you can be clear on what it is that you need to do, so that you can also feel that power within, so that you can step out of your comfort zone, that you can jump into what it is that you're meant to do. And so, you know, and part of that is going to be having a little bit of patience, because you do have to do this inner work, but also understanding that this is what, you know, you're meant to do, helping you to understand who you are, those lessons that came from those things that you've been through in the past, helping you heal and clear those. And I also want to mention that I'm always available, you know, if you need that help when it comes to healing and clearing. And I do that through booking sessions with you, and I do in-depth readings when it comes to, or in-depth guidance. It's not so much readings, but more guidance, because I help you to understand and help you to answer yourselves what it is that you're supposed to learn through meditations, through journeys, through all these different ways that the angels bring to me. And so If that is something that you're interested in, please feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook, on Psychic Talk Radio. And so I do that as well as the channeled guidance that I do every week, which I will be doing more of that within our group as well in Psychic Talk Radio. But, you know, I'm there to help guide you and to help you to understand that you have it within you. You have those answers within you. And sometimes we just need a little bit of guidance that way. And so, you know, if that is something that you need, please feel free to contact me and reach out to me through my channeling that I do every week. And so this week, you know, is the last of the series. And so, you know, I thank you, everyone, for joining me, for calling in, and for listening in live, wherever you're listening in from, whether it's on Facebook, on Psychic Talk, wherever it is, I want to thank you. And I'm sending you lots of love and light. And like always, you know, if you need to talk, if you need to share what it is that you've been going through, please feel free to reach out. You always have someone that is there for you, someone who is there, you know, as a listening ear. And so be sure to reach out to me. There's many different ways that you can reach out to me. I'm on Facebook and through Psychic Talk. If you go to psychictalk.net/Catherine, you can reach me there as well. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in and sending you all lots of love and light. And I will be back very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.